Happy New Year's, my lights of love. Happy 2020. Clear vision, clairvoyancy, clear light. It's been a while since I've been here and came and spoke to you all. It's been a few weeks. A lot has happened. A lot of progress on trying to complete my practitioner license to become an energy healer. I'm very close to that. Have a couple of months left and very excited. A lot of information, a lot of studying, a lot of storing of knowledge. So, and that's still going. It's still in a good progression. So when it comes to the psychic abilities, the tapping into the medium portion, it's been a little slow, to say the least, but there's definitely been some progress. I've been having small but little bouts of images. Last week, I was meditating before I went to bed, and I'm still not quite sure when and what was I deep in meditation, or did I can't even explain it. It's like I went into a whole nother realm of some sort, and my whole body started to shake and at a fast, rapid pace. And that's why I feel like almost maybe I had dozed off during the meditation, but I was very fully, it's almost like I went under into a weird trance dream. I don't even know how to explain it, but my body started going into this quick, rapid shake. And then all of a sudden I got this vision of this man. He wasn't even like an older man. It was almost like a young man. And his head turned around to look at me. And then he winked and smiled at me and nodded his head. And that threw me. It was just a head. No one I had recognized, no one had never seen before. And then another image came right after that and a couple of other things. But I was so entranced by the clear vision of this young man's face as he smiled, winked at me, and then nodded as if he was confirming something. I had no idea what the confirmation would be or why. But it was a clear, he nodded at me and had a smirk on his face. It was very, whoa, who, what's going on? Who is this? And there was a couple of other things that happened that I didn't try to remember or whatever, because it was right before I went to bed, had no paper or pencil or anything around me. I think I was just in shock of the whole thing that happened, especially with my body shaking so quickly. So that occurred. Then I've been having little spurts of vision, just a quick little images, as if it would open up. Like I was having a conversation with a friend just the other day, and as I was talking to her, I seen like this box that comes to vision, and it had the word POP on it, pop. I don't know why. I have no idea why it said pop. But it did. And I was trying to associate it with like, you know, I came from back east and a lot of them say pop pop for your grandfather. And I know my pop pop had passed, but it wasn't, I didn't feel like it was him coming through, but I don't know. But I saw that image very clear and it had the big bubbly letters that said pop. So, which brings me to having a conversation today with another friend that I'm now just realizing. And we were discussing him being, you know, from West Coast. And they say soda. And me coming from East Coast saying the word pop. And I told him, I said, because I said the word pop. And so he's like, oh, we say soda. And I said, you know what? I don't know if I picked that up from coming out here, being on the West Side, or is that something that I originally said as a kid? And pop, it was something that we said, and I couldn't remember. But now maybe that quick vision of pop was to clarify for me that I did say pop when I was a kid coming from back east, and it wasn't anything that I picked up. So I don't know. It's that thought just came to my head right now of clarity. So that's interesting. So I've been having these weird, just very quick images that I have no idea what they're attached to. It's not enough for me to go, oh, you know, this is so-and-so, or it's just like if something's opening up and I can see like a design of something, or the back of someone's head. It's not giving me anything substantial that I can pick out as this is who, this is so-and-so, this is the place of, I don't understand. So I've been having those for the past week since I had the body shakes and stuff like that. So I know during my meditations, they've been very powerful. I feel like as if at the end, or as I'm trying to come out, or I'm in this state of euphoria. It's like a feeling that comes over me, and it's very, I can't even, the best word that I can come up with is it's a euphoric feeling. It's very moving. It's very touching. It's very lightweight. I feel very light. And I just feel, it feels good. I don't know how to, but it's almost like a trance. I can feel my whole body in this deep, but it's also spacious. It's very light and airy. And I've been having those for about a month or so when I'm really concentrated into my meditation. And I can feel it almost like a feeling that rolls over me, or covers itself around me, or whatever. So I don't know if it's just I'm deep in trance, but I don't feel that. It just feels like a warm blanket being put over me. And it's very, you can clearly feel it. It's not a, you know, I can feel the moment that it does seems to blanket itself over me, or I'm raised up into this, you know, fork level. I don't know how I really explain it. I'm just trying to give you as much detail as possible on the feeling that I get. And the other day when it happened, or just a couple of days ago, I felt like, you know, I envisioned that the spirits were around me and were either protecting me or had their arms around me or something. So my thing that anytime something happens, or I have a quick little flash of vision or something I can't understand, I'm constantly asking, is someone there? Do I know you? Do you have something for me? So instead of me trying to figure out, is there someone there? I immediately ask them, who's there? I just engage as if there is someone there. So that encouraged any spirits that are trying to break through to just give me another message, another vision or something. So that's been one of the things I'm doing, is just automatically asking, who's there? What do you need? Can you send me another vision, an image? How can I help you? I still have not made any contact with my spirit guide. Although I did for a minute think that the vision that I had with the young man nodding at me might have been my spirit guide. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm still holding out for the fact that I will eventually meet my spirit guide. There will be a connection. There will be clarity from that. I will say that my schedule is switched up a lot. And it doesn't allow me to meditate as much because of work. I'm slowly transitioning from, you know, having a lot of freedom to be able to do a lot of stuff, to now working so that I can be able to just sustain what I'm doing and allow me time during the weekday to be able to focus on finishing up school, meditating, tightening up or reading, and being make sure that my tarot card skills are where they need to be. I've been definitely helping my friends out, giving them tarot card readings, which makes me feel good. And I like to, I think that's one of the things that I like to do a lot is to do the tarot card reading. I feel connected, not as connected as, spiritual giving me answers or anything, but I just feel like I'm in a good space when I'm able to give someone a reading and help give clarity to them. And was able to help some friends out. I did. So I like that. Even had a friend who's out of state, and she did a tarot card reading with someone else and was able to send me the cards. And then I kind of gave my thoughts on the tarot cards that were read to her. And she gave me her what the lady told her, and I just kind of added to it just to add some more detailed, because I want to make sure people understand the cards that are being dealt and the different meanings that could possibly come about from the readings. And one of the cards were upside down, and she didn't realize that it had a significance to the reading. And so, as I've read from many different tarot books, that upside down is the inverse of the actual card's meaning. And there's still some readers who choose not to do that. And there's some that do give you the inverse. So I think it all depends on the different reader. That in particular reader didn't advise her that the upside down card had a different meaning. And so I was able to elaborate on that. And it just so happened to be the world card, which is upside down, which pertains to unfinished business, almost like a stagnation and growth and moving forward, which is usually the closing of a chapter. But if it's upside down, it's saying that you've got some loose ends and some things that you need to kind of tie up before that you can move forward and be able to close that chapter in order for a new chapter to begin. And I think that can be related to everyone. Everyone has chapters, loose ends, things that we leave dangling for, weeks, months, days, years. And I think we can all kind of learn from this card, especially with the new 2020. I think we need to be able to say goodbye to 2019, close out anything that's been holding us back, like being stuck in a dead-end job, a boyfriend that isn't worthy of your love, your respect, your time, and your energy. Putting time, not putting that special time into who you are, and allowing life to pass you by. Those kind of things needs to be ended, and you need to be able to move forward so that you can have new opportunities, new successes, new ideas, things to be able to come into your way. They have that saying that God won't give you more if your hands are already full. And if you look down and realize that your hands are full of things that bring you no value, you need to be able to let those things go so that you can fill your hands up with new and bigger and better things. And God can see that you're making progress and moving forward and want to advance. So, but I thought that card resonated with me and could resonate with everyone about having unfinished business going into a whole new, year, decade, what have you, month. So, I think we all should be mindful of that. One of the things that I've been working on is my Instagram page. And so on this page, I try to take a minute to come up with quotes, thoughts, things that can make us think, make us aware, self-awareness of who we are, how we go about through life, and how we can make choices to be better, to make better decisions and stuff like that. So the page is fairly new. It's only about 2 months old. As I said, I'm just starting off with quotes and stuff that I'm coming up with, and eventually I'll start adding new and different content. I'm just trying to dip my toe, so to speak, in IG. I'm not a big social media person, but I know that that's part of presence is being in the social media world. So if you want to go and check me out, it's my IG page is at CU_BY_DESTINY, and that's CU_BY_DESTINY. So, if you want to go ahead and follow me, that'll be wonderful. Like I said, I put different quotes and I've tried different things. I'm trying to figure out what different formats work. I was doing daily tarot card reads, and then, as I said, kind of shifted, got a new job. And so now I'm not able to do the different daily universe reads like I want to. So I'm trying out different things, trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work. So please, join me during this journey as you're, like I said, this is a journey. All of it is a journey for me, and kind of walk me through how I'm going through all this. But I'm definitely enjoying coming up and thinking of new phrases and stuff like that, and how I can internalize it so that it makes sense for me, so that it makes sense for everyone else. So I definitely enjoy doing that. But yeah, it's been quite a few things going on. I'm still very much meditating as much as possible. Still need to tighten up my skills in aura reading, and make sure I stay on top of tarot card reading and stuff like that. But I need to start being more mindful of just everything around me, especially starting a new job, being around new people. I'm trying to pick up on energies, anything that I can feel. So it's kind of hard when you're focused on your job and also being in tune. So I'm trying to learn how to do that balance very well of being able to feel and make sure I'm tapping into that right brain to be able to be mindful of the energy that's around me. So that's been a bit of a challenge for me because I'm at a fast-paced environment right now. So it does kind of take away of that whole wait, slow down, pay attention, whatever. So I'm trying to learn how to marry the two, excuse me, so that I can start to learn how to use my senses to pick up on energy, bad energy, whatever, and see if I can start reading auras. And so I'm going to use this opportunity to tighten up my skills. So I've been doing that. But yeah, but I just wanted to come and touch base and let everybody know I have not forgotten about you. I've just been busy, but we'll make a really conscious effort to try to do this as much as possible. But just wanted to be able to touch bases, say Happy New Year's, and I hope everyone's New Year's off to a great start. So I appreciate the time and I appreciate the effort. And as always, I'm here, I'm open, and I'm all in. Till next time, love lights.